This New Year's Eve, the Greensboro Symphony Pops presents a unique, feel-good way to ring in 2014. The orchestra, along with Grammy Award-winning arranger, composer, and conductor Lee Holdridge, will celebrate what would have been John Denver's 70th birthday with the return of tribute artist Jim Curry. Jim has performed Denver's songs and sold out shows all across the country, and he's quickly become today's top interpreter of Denver's enormous legacy of multi-platinum hits. After a recent listening to Leaving on a Jet Plane, I asked Jim about John Denver's special songwriting gift.
So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you wait.
He had a real knack for connecting with the common man, you know, those things that we all experience. And I think that's part of what makes it so long-lived and universal. Worldwide as well. It didn't really matter what nation you're from. Those feelings are common between people.
I was struck by how well that song holds up in an orchestral setting, a lush orchestral setting, I should say. What strikes you most about Lee Holdridge's arrangement?
It's an amazing thing. I truly feel that at this point, after working with the music at that level, with the symphony, that it's almost a tribute to Lee Holdridge as well, because so much of that great, iconic music that John made famous was that arrangements that made it so wonderful. And Lee had just the right touch for that kind of song and that kind of music of that time of John's writings. They just seemed to be an incredibly symbiotic relationship when it came to putting the music together. You know, it was never too much, it was never too little. It was always just the right amount of arrangement to support the message that John was writing about.
Perhaps love.
Set the scene for a Greensboro 2013 here at the tail end on December 31st.
We're coming to Greensboro with a new show, basically, and it's also celebrating not only New Year's, but John's, what would have been his 70th birthday. And we're trying to make sure that we cover the whole history of his music, from the early hits all the way to the last song that he had written. Only performed that once with the Houston Symphony, and then he passed away 10 days later. So it's the gamut of music from early to late, and we're trying to cover the songs that were a significant image of who he was as a person. So we're doing the songs that he wrote about the World Hunger Project. We're doing all the great love songs, of course, and the environmental messages, as well as messages about the relationships he had, like Jacques Cousteau with Calypso and that type of thing. So it's a quite a diverse set list. It's not just your top 10.
I want to live and I want to grow. I want to see, I want to know. I want to share what I can give. I want to be, and I want to live and I want to grow. I want to see, and I want to know.
Singer, guitarist, and John Denver tribute artist Jim Curry. He spoke with me by phone from his home in California. You can hear Jim live in concert on Tuesday night, December 31st, beginning at 8 o'clock in Westover Church in Greensboro. He'll be joined by the Greensboro Symphony Pops and Grammy Award-winning composer and conductor Lee Holdridge. Holdridge arranged many of John Denver's biggest hits for orchestra, and together he and Jim Curry will celebrate what would have been John Denver's 70th birthday with what's been called the ultimate tribute experience. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.